Welcome to Chai with Sam Dosa. I'm your host, Sam Dosa, based in Birmingham, UK. I've been doing podcasting for almost last 6-7 months now. Before that, I used to do video logs. You can find me on all the social media handles via Coach Sam UK. My podcast is all about heart-centered conversation with my guest. And today is an exceptional guest I have all the way from Romania. Her name is Florentina Genoa. I would say a pronunciation is a little bit out of the sink, but what I would say about Florentina, she is a coach, but not a standard coach or a normal coach. She's dive into entrepreneur of man, divine and soul alignment. And that's quite an interesting area to talk about. So let's welcome Florentina to my podcast, Chai with Sam Dosa. Welcome to my podcast, Florentina.
Thank you, Sam, for your kind introduction. And yes, this is a different way of approaching spirituality and men, because when this mission was given to me, I knew it's not going to be easy, because some men need to cross their mental barriers in order to reach that. But somehow I don't receive assignments that are easy.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to dive into, not easy assignments, because when it comes to spirituality and understanding of spirituality by men and women is completely different. So we will dive into, but before we dive into, would you please tell us about who Florentina is and what's her mission in this transient world?
I'm blessed to be a soul who came on earth, and usually I don't identify like that directly, because people need to hear the normal stuff, but with you I can afford that, because I feel you can get me. But I have many roles that I play depending on the missions that are assigned to me from divine and from what my soul has to do. So now I work as an entrepreneurial woman, which has a project dedicated to men. Usually I hear this like, well, you're a woman, why men should learn from you? And I'm like, I am the woman that men should learn from, because I have the nurturing energy that men need in order to open up, flourish, and give the best. So this mission, I know about it like 3 or 4 years ago, but until then I was developing another things to do. For example, I run in my home country, Romania, a group of women, teaching them how to be more feminine, how to love more their men, how to access divine, how to create harmony, and how to become more abundant. And now when I started my global brand in this journey, I said, okay, I'm ready. I need to go global. And I started to work with men because I knew from the beginning this was the mission. And I have many others coming on, but I have to place them in time, because we live in a linear time. So this journey for me, it's really interesting, because I'm starting to go global. My project is brand new. I have language barriers, because, you know, when you're in a foreign language, you cannot express yourself like you're in your native language. But I'm learning and I'm doing my best, and I know it's going to be good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't see any sort of uncertainness on your language side of it. You can quietly well expressing yourself here, and I think you as you are more and more engaging with people from different walks of life, you will be getting into that sort of a flow which you wanted to go into. So as we are moved on to this, why men? Why do you think that men do require your engagement or your support to get into this spiritual alignment?
There are two sides of this. It's the side of the unaware man, the man who doesn't know that he needs to wake up, is that man who feels inside, I know that it's something bigger in me, but I can't express that in the real world. I will do that and I can do that. And that man has so many ideas, but never gets real, never had the results of his ideas and control of his life. So usually he's hired in a corporation or he's working for somebody else. And somehow he's not happy, he's not fulfilled. But the problem is that he doesn't even know that it's something that he can do about this. And here I step in by the content that I create daily to show men that they are souls also, and they can have this path of spirituality as women have it. As women are more open to this. Like when you go to a spirituality course, like there are 80, 90% women and the rest men. And this is one side. The other side is the man who became aware that he can transform something. And usually men start with NLP or mindfulness or sort of meditation. But from there, they just talk. So they need to know there is another level. And then they start to reach out. But you know, when your soul is calling you, usually something bad happens. Your woman left, you're out of job, something happened that makes you to reach for help.
That's right, that's right. But again, we have to understand why men are like that, because we are fixers. We want to fix things. Women have dual role. They are also fixers, but they are also homemakers. So understanding men is quite a challenging, I said challenging task for you. So how do you approach those sort of men who are in that sort of a higher position? Because not everybody is going to understand where you're coming from. Because when you talk to a man who is not lightened in a single way, when you talk about angels or you talk about spirituality or you talk about a couple of other things, women will shut down. So how do you approach it?
First of all, I try to create my content on based facts. For example, if I have a client who I helped to solve a sort of situation to into his life and I used angels, I will write a post about that, explaining that that man is a top CEO, that he didn't believe me in the beginning, and now that he just tried to see how it is, it worked for him. And there are so many ways that men can try spirituality. Like, it's not the angels or the spiritual guides the only form. There are so many. Let's take, for example, the brain waves. I have developed a method which is called Gamma Waves Reprogramming, which helps you to reprogram your subconscious mind. So you have all the devices that now are out, which helps you to raise your frequency, to access different waves, to measure. Let's not forget dowsing, where you can have different measurings. So men can go and access spirituality through science also. And all they need is a hook, because when they understand the power of it, because they are fixer, they need to fix that. They need to master that and to make it the best part of their lives. And it feels good. It feels very well-centered for the soul. And that feeling, it's unforgettable for every human being.
Indeed, indeed, because that's where. But do you believe that everything happens on a dedicated time? Because we are all human beings. We are, as we have to stay in our mom's womb for 9 months to get properly built or properly get through. But sometimes we have premature babies as well. But do you think that this old scenario about understanding of your spirituality or understanding yourself has a timeline for it in our journey? Or do you think that there is another sort of interventions?
Yes and no.
And okay. I will please go ahead.
I think yes, because as soul, when we plan to come on Earth and have a life here, we basically create the life that we want. So in major lines, we know what we're going to do when we come on Earth. The problem is that when we are born, through that process, we forget and we need to rediscover everything from zero. It's like a game. So we do the plan, but we forget it, so we need to remember it. And we place in our life people and situations that can help us to awake and accomplish our mission. And the other side of the answer is no. No, because some things you can accelerate. For example, the way I have accelerated my spiritual knowledge and work ethic. I went to a master and I worked with him for 5 years, every weekend, 6 hours, and by myself every day, 3 hours. So I went to 50,000 hours of practice because I have accelerated that and I really wanted that. And I was all the time on his back, on my master's back, asking him, how can I do that? Why is this happening? What this level means? And I was asking the most stupid questions ever, but I was proud of them because those were the questions who elevated me. So we are all programmed for excellence. And as men, you need to know that you can do even more than you are doing now. Even if you're doing brilliant, there is another level. So when you understand that, you also surrender to the divine time and plan, which actually is your soul plan, but also you can accelerate some stuff in your life.
Absolutely. Beautifully defined two areas of journey of individual soul. Yeah, there is an understanding of that. We do remember a lot of things which we are supposed to come and do over here when we are born. But for the first year, by the time we are going to be turning into 1 year old, everything vanishes from our memory because we could not remember those things, because that's how the divine works. And then we become what I call it, become somebody else, because we started to listen to a lot of things, what's happening behind or surrounding us, because we are surrounded by our mother, father, siblings and everything, and everybody is guiding us through what exactly needs to be done. And we have been molded along that way until, as you said, until we touch upon this journey of spirituality, when there you connect to your divine life inside, and that invoke a lot of things in you. And it started to, people do work on therapies like timeline therapy, which is one of the NLP technique. But then there is a what I call it FLP, future life progression and past life progression sort of area, where people go into hypnosis to know where who they were before in their past life and what why they are doing this in this life, that co-relate to each other. That's quite fascinating area to talk about. And and so give me a scenario with your client. How do you work with your client? Is there anything which you would like to share on this?
Yes, usually I invite the man in a free session with me, because I need to check his energetic level, to scan his aura, to see how open is he in energy, because if he's totally closed and it's not in his attention, we both lose our time, and in that time we can do precious things in other areas. So usually we have a conversation on social media, either it's on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, and from there I ask some questions to see what's the level. Then if he's interested, he can apply for a session with me. And in that session, I just scan his energetic field. I see if there are blockages. If there are not, I will just proceed to do some like upgrade of energy. If there are blockages, we can eliminate that. And also I do a process to elevate that man's energy to its highest potential in that second. So in this session, we were like 45 minutes together. And then I let him know if he agrees how can we work together?
Mm-hmm.
And we from there we go in a 6 month program. And in this 6 month program, we go from the base, like knowing your subconscious mind, rewiring it, cleaning your past. We go in the childhood area to see what are your traumas, but what are your gifts? Because in the childhood, we have a lot of gifts and we cannot see those gifts because of the trauma that has been set on us. And of course, in the program, there are many things I can cover, and I do cover it. For example, the masculine archetypes, every man should know what is his archetype. I have developed another concept, which is called the masculine virtues. And this concept, it's helping men to develop more states of presence, love, compassion, and know how to deal with the world. Also, there is a dedicated section for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Here you learn how to understand women and how to deal with them, because sometimes their requirements are not so clear and you're like, what do you mean? How can I translate that? And I have a lot of fun on this because men are sending me messages, the women that said the messages sent by the women, and they don't have no clue what the woman is saying there. I'm just translating for them, and that's really interesting for a man to hear. And also we go deep, and we access like the three main powers that a man should have and any being should have. And that is the love power, the money power, and the sexual power.
Mm-hmm. So if one of those powers are not there, do you think that person is not going to excel in his journey?
Exactly, because something is missing. Either you have money and you manage money in your wow, but you miss the love part, or you have the sexual energy, which is really strong, you manifest it, but you don't have money, or you cannot pass a level where you can feel love and sexual energy and money at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually the golden combination, because when you master these three energies, like, you have no way that to be an excellent and a brilliant person.
But sometimes we have to understand that it's all about a balancing act of all of things which you mentioned. Everything is energy, whether you take it as love energy, whether you take it as a money energy, whether you look at the sexuality. These are all energies combining in one capsule, I would say, that you have to have those things in a right amount. You can't have over the requirement. You cannot be emotionally charged with love and you are just depriving yourself, or you are just giving love to everybody but you are not receiving love, or you have a lot of money and you're becoming very arrogant or very egoistic person because you got a lot of money and you think that you can buy everything. And from the sexuality point is that you are becoming like a person who can have a great drive in your relationship in different areas, but that does not combine the key factor. So as we can understand, we have to be on the same sort of frequency of those three areas of energy combined together in one level. So that's where you tap in, trying to minimize or maximize the area of there where they're finding it difficulty.
First of all, I think all these three energy needs to be awakened.
Mm-hmm.
And depends on the level how they are awakened.
Mm-hmm.
But until we get there, this is happening somehow in the end of the program. Because until you get there, you need to clear. You need to clear the past. You need to clear the bad frequencies that you have created in the past. You need to clear the limiting beliefs from the childhood, because if you had a childhood where your parents always told you that you cannot make money, you're not good enough, you're not gonna make it in your life ever, doesn't matter how much you have the money energy inside of you, because you don't have the capacity to express it in the real world. Even if the energy is inside you, you cannot express it. So you have to do the clearings first. You need to wash yourself inside and outside,
mm-hmm.
and then you can shine and be excellent in every area you choose to.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So your program is start for initially your initial consultation for 45 minutes, and then you will take the individual for 6 months journey. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And in that journey, we have a dedicated platform where men can work in their rhythm. I usually recommend them to work like 45 minutes a day at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing because they get the habit of meditating. And mm-hmm. when you get that habit, it's amazing. And also we have group calls, weekly group calls. And mm-hmm. in those group calls, we just go or meditate, level, upgrade. Or if it's necessary, we can just, I can just answer questions.
Okay.
My idea is to bring men together and create that community of men who are divine driven and who want to contribute in the world. And I want to create a space for them because usually they are very rare. I didn't find any until now on internet.
They are very precious to find because those who have that divinity, they do not openly share those things because that's, again, when we talk about The Secret, the movie or the book, if you have any opportunity to read about, is all about that the thing is present in this world, but you have to open up to receive it. You can't just sit here and just say, okay, I want abundance. Abundance does not come like that. You need to open your vessel to receive abundance. You have to open yourself to receive the connection with a lot of people. We connect on a different vibration because that vibration fluctuates in different ways. The way we communicate with people, sometimes people might look at you and says, oh, what she's talking about? What is this mumbo jumbo she's talking about? It doesn't work like in the real man's world. We are very hard people. We want to work hard and we want to be iron-fist and all sorts of things, correct? So everybody has their own way of looking at life. And as you said, people comes through this journey of what I call it, the universe gives them all the directions. Every direction you can imagine, the universe gives us, the entire human being, whether it is a man or a woman, they all get this messages from the universe saying, now is the time.
Yes.
Shift yourself. Now is the time. Shift yourself.
What I have an example of that.
Please.
In my home country, there's a guy who is very known in the psychology world. And mm-hmm. after doing these things for 20 years, he decided that he wants to go to spirituality. And somehow in my dreams, he appeared like asking me for help. And I said, okay, usually I don't do things like if you don't ask me personally, I don't do. But I just sent him a message and I say, hey, look, I know you're looking for this. I invite you to this event. Let's dive in and maybe you will find something different. And he was constantly shutting my doors because then I understood that when we make a decision, the universe sent us the best versions and the best options we can get. And in the same time, I asked myself, when the universe was actually opening me huge doors and I was shutting it down.
Yes.
And then I started to realize all the opportunities that were coming to me, but I didn't took it. So we have the free will. And when you set an intention, and I work a lot of it with intentions, you need to also be aware and pay attention. Who are the people coming to you? Who are the energies? What universe and God and angels are sending you?
Yeah, because I think you are right about those areas. You can't work with everybody. You have to be very careful that the energies which you are working with are the right energy with you. Is they are the right frequency? Because I've seen because I do heart transformation healing, working with a lot of people. And sometimes you have to protect yourself because they are carrying different energies in their body. And that's been suppressed there for a long time. And it's taking time to come those energies out. And these are all things which one has to understand when they have gone through themselves. as you spend 50,000 hours of work putting into this journey you have actually jumped onto. And universe has been guiding you through to this journey and giving you that a torch, I would say, you become the beacon of opening these doors for a lot of people. So it's quite a journey, but this is also what I call so is an adventure. So you are on an adventure of learning something greater about yourself. And when some people like yourself come in who have this understanding of the energies and the frequencies and all sorts of things, they are the guide presented by the universe to them. And it's entirely their choice to accept it, or they just say, no, I'm not ready for it. Because we have to be ready, correct? If I say to you, Florentina, oh, let's work, but then after a week or two, I say, oh, no, I'm not feeling it. But because I was not in the right frame of mind, not dealing with correctly, because I would say I'm ready, but I'm not ready. So that's another thing which a lot of people jump upon in terms of, yeah, I want to identify what my gifts are, but then they have so many things coming in from a different energy level, which is pushing them not to acknowledge them, because
that's why you have to take a firm decision and yeah. Be so dedicated to that purpose and do it. I had so many times in my journey where I was feeling sick because of the healings that I was doing on my body and others were doing on my energetic and physical body, but I never gave up. I always stood up and I said, I'm going to pass this because I have been passing many others and I'm going to pass this level two. So when you are so determined to do the work, you will see also the results. And let's take Jesus as an example. He knew when he came on earth that he's going to be crucified. Did he did something to shift that event? No. Could have he done it? Of course, he's a master. He's the Son of God. He could have done it. But he chose to take the path as it was created.
Well, that's another area to dive into about religion, because religion is quite a deep level of a thought process to go into, because every prophet who came to this world have a mission to complete. They have been dedicated. They have been chosen by the divine. Otherwise, we can't be the prophets. We can't be the things. We can be angels. We can become angels in this world. And that's how you understand your own level of frequencies, how you connect to the divine. Because when you sit in mindfulness or meditation, that's when you connect to the divine, and divine guides you that this is what the path is. The path is going to be very treacherous as well as a happy path. But sometimes you have to stand firm. As you stand firm in learning this all thing about spirituality and understanding your own self, because a lot of people does not want to understand themselves. They're just thinking of, you know, I rather look at outside. Nobody looks inside. And that's the key factor of understanding your own journey. Once you know who you are, then you will be able to flourish going forward in life.
Yes, that's true. And I want to say something which some people with my will can understand and some people not. Mm-hmm. I think you can be chosen by asking to be chosen. Because when you ask to be chosen, some other tools, levels of energy, vibrations, people will come to you to help you to become chosen. Let's face it, we have big prophets and masters in the world, but that doesn't mean they cannot come others and others. Like, we need to understand that we need to transform our energy to become those masters. Jesus said, you can be like me if you have faith. So people take this like an ego thing. How can you be like Jesus? Jesus is very known and the best one. But he didn't say that in the message. It's not about ego. It's about the faith you can have as him, and also the power you can have as him, and also the energy, because our souls want to ascend to the divine, right? That's the our mission, to ascend to the divine. Every soul can choose the level that can go, because there are ways in your life where you can take that path and become extraordinary. Look at Sadhguru, if you know that spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his story, his journey. He was a businessman, very known in his area. And one day, he just became spiritually awake. From that moment, he chose another path. He could have said, no, I want to go back to my businesses and I want to do whatever I have done until now. But when he accepted that energy, which completely transformed him, he took another path. He chose to serve divine and to help many other people to transform.
Absolutely. Everybody has a different, but again, we can't quote people in terms of everybody has an individual journey, correct? We are being guided by the divine. Okay, you are not chosen means you are being chosen, but you can't choose yourself. It's about your own willingness to be chosen, because guidance has been given to everybody. We are all being guided by the divine, but it's your choice to accept it. It's again the mission. Yeah, you have a mission, whether you accept it or you deny it. And everybody has that journey. Look, we have to be without that facade or without that, you know, we are human beings. If you want to project yourself as a pure person, then you do not have to wear any mask on yourself. You need to be pure. You need to be there to support a lot of people. It's not about that, oh, I can help you because I have this power. I have seen a lot of people in understanding. And so they have people bow down in front of them and they start doing those sort of all other rituals with them. This is all egoistic things when you become that sort of a level of, if you are so spiritual, if you are enlightened, then you should be very humble. You should be very congruent with not only yourself, with others who comes to you. It's not about the world, it's about the spiritual upliftment of your soul. Soul is the thing which is going to go to the next level. As you mentioned about the level, you know, when we talk about heaven, heaven is just a first step. It's just a first step. Everybody says, I want to go to heaven. I say, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to the divine who created us. I want to intertwine with that. And it's our way of intertwining in this world as well. You can intertwine now in this world. You can become an angel in this world. You do not have to go to the next level to become an angel. You can become an angel in this world. And as you are on your path to become that divine source of energy to help a lot of other people to connect, that's where the best person comes out from yourself. And that's where everything joined together. The dots started to connect to each other and says, this is who you are. And when you touch somebody, they feel your energy. Now, you can send energy while sitting at your home to person in the anywhere in the world, because that's the instant connection, because we are all connected on an energy level. And that's how everything comes together in this world going forward in our life as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you that we can become angels on earth in this physical body and we can do much more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. So, and so Florentina, what I would ask you now is, you already mentioned about your program, that how people can connect with you. I got all your details, as which I'm going to put onto this great podcast, which we are recording today, and making sure that people will connect with you, get a gist of understanding to go to the next level. We all have that inner built in, which needs to be lighten. We looking for somebody to come and just do a light, to spark, just give us a spark to create that warmness within us. I think you have been destined to open lot of hearts with lighten them in terms of giving them the direction to create something vibration in this world. So this moment, what I want to ask you about your Hobbies. Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I love to meditate. I'm crazy about it.
How many hour of meditation do you do in a day?
It depends. My self-work, it's almost constantly. Like, I'm all the time aware of myself. If the energy shifts, if my vibration goes down or high, I ask myself, why is this happening? Is this okay or not for my evolution? Mm-hmm. But as dedicated time, usually I work 2 to 3 hours, depends. In the morning, I can work 1 hour and 1 hour and a half. In the evening, I can do the same. Also, I have some groups that I interact with on spiritual level, and we do some work together. Some, on average, is like 2-3 hours a day.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. And
another hobby is to travel, but now we are banned.
Uh-huh.
And what I love a lot to do is to speak. As when I speak, I just transform myself. And usually when I'm in front of a crowd, that energy is amazing, and I can connect more with people, and vibration shifts, and I feel it like, wow.
Yeah, I can feel that, actually. I can feel that. Do you read a lot, or do you watch movies? What is your pastime habits?
I do both. I watch movies and also I read. But usually when I want to see a movie, I want to see a movie that really shifts something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I went to see the last movie that came out, Tenet. And the movie is about how to invert material things. It's, of course, a bit with war and fights, because people want to see that, not to get bored. But the idea behind it, it's really interesting. So I'm really fascinated about the movies who are shifting something in me.
Okay. Have you watched any other movies which actually given you an insight, like any animation movies like Kung Fu Panda, or any other movies like children's movies?
Yeah, Lion King.
Lion King?
Lion King is about, actually it's a movie about manhood. And I'm so glad that you brought it up, because Lion King, it's a movie about manhood.
Mm-hmm.
And Simba, which is the protagonist, actually he's a king.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives with his father. His father is very powerful. He teaches him stuff. But some day he gets lost. And he forgets he's a king. And he starts to have the bad people around him. Instead of hunting, he's eating plants and so on. So his nature has been changed. And what is really interesting in that movie is that the king needs a queen to wake him up. So when his girlfriend, which found him from such a long time, she comes along and she said, hey, look at you. You are a king. Wake up. We need you there. So she awakes that in him, and he comes back and do his thing as a king.
Yeah, I think that journey is quite an interesting journey within the movie. Simba, as he lost his father against the other lion, it's the journey he has to go through, because we all have to go through a journey. He has to discover who he was really was. He was going to be dying, and then he was being saved by plant eating animals. And then he started to share that, because that was his journey to know his community. Who is in the community? Because as a lion, you might not see your community. What is the further down? But he was given this opportunity to find the community. And he went through this journey until he was being reached by his girlfriend and his childhood friend. And then she showed him that journey of divine and saying, listen, you are the king and you decide, is your choice. And then he was being taken by the monkey to the river to show his face. And they said, look, your father. Look at yourself. You are the father. You are the king. So journey has very great meaning. And when I said Kung Fu Panda is again another great movie to watch when you get a chance. It's about finding that inner peace. You know, you can be 90 years old and you are still not been enlightened. But sometimes you are just 5 years old, you are enlightened soul, because you have that capacity to enlighten yourself within yourself.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I have seen it. And also, it's really important to understand that spiritual people, doesn't matter the age you have, because I look very young, even I'm not so young in age. People in my country were like, I cannot learn from you because you're too young. Yeah, but look at the journey that I had in the back. Look at all the sacrifices that I've done. I could have been out partying with my friends and going to the clubs and doing things that young people do. But instead of that, I was, no, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to discover myself. I'm going to release all the negative that I had accumulated or was given to me. So when you reach out people and you want to search for your soul, you have to ask yourself, who's the best person to share with me that vibration, to show me that vibration so I can model it? And then go and let go of any other things like she's a woman or she's too young or he's a man or he's too old or he's too poor or too rich. Because people have this mindset that rich people cannot be also spiritual. And that's fake. That's not true. You choose what you do with that energy.
It's individual choice. It's an individual choice. And when people, you know, you only attract the right people in your life because you open to the right people energy. Because there are thousands of other energies want to attract to you because you have this shield, which is a reflective shield around you that reflects them back. You do not want those energy to work with you, because what happens is if you work with those energy, yeah, it's going to be good to for you to have a lot of money, but it's not going to be good for your soul, because they will.
I have, for example, I have a mentor and she's a millionaire and she's very spiritual.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about when you work with, when you're attracting new clients, there are clients will be very, very, very good in different areas of their life, but they are not the right energy to work with, because it's about the balance. Because you're not going to say, okay, I'm going to work with everybody. There will be thousands and millions of people come into your life, and you will say, yeah, I'm going to open my doors for everybody to come and work with me. You are going to take a lot of burden on your soul and your energy. You know,
Usually when I meet this kind of person, I say no. And they are shocked because they don't believe it.
Yeah.
I have the money. I want to work. I said, no, we cannot work together because I will just take your money and you won't have any transformation. So there is no balance on that. And what I need is to the transformation to happen in order for us to be in a win-win situation. I don't need your money just to work with you. And some people, and especially men, because it's hard to deal with rejection, I see we cannot work together because you need to take another steps, prepare, shift those steps, and then I'm here and I'm open to receive you.
Yeah.
Because the shift in frequency won't happen, and it's not fair for any of us.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Thank you very much, Florentina, for giving us this insight about divine and spiritual and frequencies and a lot of great discussion which we had today in my podcast Chai with Sam Dosa. And I wish you the best in this world and endeavors what you are on your journey, and great success for your future as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You are a very kind person and a very heart open, and I love that.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all. I will be sending all the links which Florentina has shared with me. Get in touch with her, because she can help you to go to next level in your journey of spirituality. Sometimes we also think spirituality is one area, but there is another area as within yourself which needs to be kindled. And I think Florentina got that light to start the kindling in you. Thank you very much. Bye for now.